So welcome once again to our Sunday service here at GBC. First, I want to thank Brother Jiggs, one of our deacons, who delivered the message last week for Father's Day. I hope that you were all blessed, especially our fathers. It was a simple message, but it's a good reminder for all of us, especially those of us who have kids, to be that kind of godly father, to always teach our kids about God in the way we speak and in the way we act. So thank you, Brother Jiggs, for that. I also want to thank God for another special Sunday that we're celebrating this morning as a congregation. Today is our congregation's 37th year anniversary. So 37 years of God's goodness and faithfulness to us here at GBC. And we could argue that, you know, we've been here for more than 37 years, but, you know, by the way we're counting it, it's been 37 years for our congregation. I know there's past congregations before us that were here in the same church, same area, but for us, it's been 37. So we want to thank God for that. We're especially grateful. I'm especially grateful to God for His grace and His mercy this year, especially this year that we continue to face and overcome challenges because of this pandemic that we are in. And I'm grateful for the unity that we continue to have as a congregation, even in the midst of these unprecedented circumstances. So I don't know how it is for you, but for me, it's really hard to, you know, come in here Sunday in, Sunday out, have an empty room in front of me, just speaking to the camera. I still haven't gotten used to it. I know it's been a while, but it's still, you know, better to have actual fellowship, like with people. So, but I thank God that we are, you know, our unity as a church hasn't changed, despite the circumstances that we're in. So even though our anniversary Sunday this year will be a little different in terms of how we celebrate it, our source of strength and unity, or our source of strength in unity as a congregation remains the same. I'm thankful for God. I'm thankful to God that He is keeping us together as a church, even though, you know, most of our fellowships are online. Our church is still intact, and we're still active, and we're still growing as believers and as a congregation. So having said that, that's going to be our focus. That's going to be the focus this morning for our anniversary message as we go back to our study of Paul's letter to the Philippians. So I don't know if you can still remember, but the last time we were here, we were in Philippians, was when we took up verse 6. We're still in chapter 1. The last time that I was here, that I preached through Philippians, we took up one verse, and that was verse 6. If you still remember, I said that this verse is huge for the Philippian believers back in those days. It's huge for us today.
Gracious.